Two West Plains residents were injured in an accident Sunday morning west of West Plains. The Highway Patrol says 20-year-old Zane Norton and a 17-year-old male both suffered moderate injuries when the juvenile ran off the road, struck a bridge, and then struck an embankment and overturned the pickup. Both Norton and the juvenile were taken to Ozarks Healthcare. The accident happened on County Road 6070, a half mile west of West Plains. A man from Gainesville was injured in an accident in Ozark County Friday. The Highway Patrol reports that 58-year-old Christopher Fowler suffered serious injuries when he attempted to make a bad pass and ran off the road, hit a fence, and overturned the vehicle he was driving, with the vehicle catching fire. Fowler was taken to Baxter Health and Mountain Home. The accident happened on Highway 160, 2 miles east of Isabella. A Salem, Arkansas woman suffered serious injuries in a crash in Taney County. The Highway Patrol reports that 26-year-old Brianna Gray was injured when she crossed the center of the roadway, traveled off the road, and hit a tree. Gray was taken to Cox South in Springfield. The accident happened on U.S. 160, 2 miles east of Reuter. Four kids from Houston, Missouri were injured in an accident west of Houston on Friday. The Highway Patrol says a 10-year-old boy, a 7-year-old boy, a 6-year-old girl, and an infant all suffered minor injuries when a truck driven by 38-year-old Anthony Bigby of Houston traveled off the road and overturned. All four of the children were taken to Texas County Memorial Hospital. The accident happened on Highway Z, 5 miles west of Houston. A man from Pocahontas was arrested after getting stuck on a railroad track in Imboden. According to reports, Hunter Paul Singley got his truck stuck on the tracks on East 1st Street in Imboden. Deputies found the truck and Singley stuck on the tracks and alerted at BNSF, and they stopped all trains while the truck was moved. After deputies searched the vehicle, Singley was arrested for possession of a controlled substance and simultaneous possession of drugs and firearms. He was taken to the Lawrence County Detention Center. A Mountain Home woman was arrested Friday night in Baxter County. 30-year-old Heidi Elizabeth Cobbler was arrested on charges of second-degree domestic battery with physical injury. Her bond has been set at $25,000. Recently, David Ball with Sleep in Heavenly Peace was a guest on 100.9 The Train and talked about their organization and how it started.
Sleep in Heavenly Peace is a nonprofit organization that was founded in 2012 in the state of Idaho, and its founding was a result of learning about the number of children in our country who have to sleep on floors or wherever because they don't have beds. And so what we do is we build and provide beds for children who do not have beds.
He told us how you can ask for a bed.
People who want beds or need beds have to go to our website, which is shpbeds.org, and click on the tab that says apply for a bed. We provide beds for ages 3 through 17.
He also talked about what it costs to build the beds.
The average cost per bed is $250. Now that includes the lumber, a mattress, and the bedding if we have to buy all of that.
The West Plains chapter of Sleep in Heavenly Peace started in August of 2023. Volunteers and donations are welcome.